In this bulletin, people are being urged to evacuate the New South Wales coastal town of Eden immediately. New South Wales Health is urging people to be alert for measles symptoms after 5 confirmed cases of this serious disease, and organisers may have to consider delaying the start of the Australian Open if Melbourne's air quality doesn't improve. With the latest SBS News, I'm Ben Madden. Hundreds of people in the New South Wales town of Eden are being told to evacuate immediately if they are not able to defend themselves. Police say they cannot guarantee tourist safety given the conditions in Eden. There are currently emergency warnings in place across New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds says Australia's largest Navy ship has arrived off the coast of Eden on the New South Wales south coast to help with bushfire efforts.
HMAS Adelaide, which is our very large amphibious ship, left Sydney yesterday and has now arrived in location off the south coast near Eden. And MV Sycamore and also HMAS Tools have dropped off their 1,100 evacuees at Western Port in Victoria, and they are now steaming back up to the south coast. We are in discussions with the New South Wales and Victorian government on how best to utilise these vessels today and moving forward.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government will create a bushfire recovery agency to lead the rebuilding and support communities after the devastating bushfires. It will be headed by former Federal Police Chief Andrew Colvin. Mr. Morrison says the scale of the disaster is enormous.
I have no doubt that they will have a long list of recovery tasks that they will be performing, as we saw in Queensland, rebuilding of bridges, rebuilding of roads and other critical infrastructure. And we will just work hand in glove, if we have in response to previous crises, to ensure that the recovery commences and is undertaken in a timely way, and getting that support, particularly to small businesses.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has warned the national crisis may last for months.
There's been 900,000 hectares lost in Victoria alone. And the concern is, as we were told, that this is very early on in what is normally seen as the bushfire season. So there's many weeks and potentially months to go of this crisis, and a potential spread of the danger zone from the east to the west and the north of Victoria.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended a video posted on his social media describing the government's response to the bushfire crisis. The video, which outlines how the government is deploying up to 3,000 Defence Force reservists, has been called shameless by some, but Mr. Morrison denies the Liberal Party sponsored the video. Mr. Morrison says the message at the end of the video is simply complying with Australian law.
Let me assure Australians, the purpose is just to communicate as simply and helpfully as we possibly can about what the government is doing to get resources, to get support to those places that need it. And it's important, I think, that over-analysis of these things can create unnecessary anxiety, and we're simply seeking to help people know what we're doing.
New South Wales Health is urging people to be alert for measles symptoms after 5 people who hadn't travelled outside Sydney were diagnosed with the serious disease. All 5 sufferers first developed symptoms between Christmas and New Year's Day, with authorities warning that other people may be infected. Those diagnosed with measles had visited a number of locations across Sydney from December 26 to January 2, including Little Bay Beach, Hyde Park, Maroubra, Macquarie Fields and Bankstown. Early measles symptoms include a fever, sore red eyes, a running nose and coughing. To tennis, and organisers may have to consider delaying the start of the Australian Open if Melbourne's air quality continues to be affected by bushfires. Defending men's champion Novak Djokovic, who is also the ATP Player Council president, said he was concerned about potential health issues at Melbourne Park and believed measures may have to be put in place to protect players if the air quality continues to deteriorate. The council is set to meet ahead of the season opening Grand Slam to discuss their options. And now a look at Monday's weather. Perth, sunny and a top of 33. Adelaide, sunny and 28. Melbourne, shower 2 and 20. Hobart, mostly sunny and a top of 22. Canberra, shower 2 and smoke and 24. Wollongong, shower and 2 and smoke and 21. Sydney, much the same and 25. Newcastle, shower 2 and a top of 25. Brisbane, morning shower 2 and 31. Cairns, shower 2 and 32. And Darwin, possible shower or storm and a top of 34. I'm Ben Madden, this is SBS News.